I'm visiting the IT security office at Virginia Tech in person, but there's a large screen that shows red dots where virtual visitors are connecting in real time to computers here.
The red dots that you see here, this is a machine that's currently being targeted.
Randy Marchaney is the Internet Technology Security Officer for Virginia Tech.
These lines that are radiating out from campus, we see a whole number of these are coming from Chinese sites. We see some coming from Indian sites, from Europe, the UK, Spain.
These international trips are being made in the blink of an eye, not by a person, says Marchaney, but a robot, tirelessly checking in hundreds, even thousands of times a day in some cases.
We call it a brute force guessing attack. I have a dictionary. I walk it through the dictionary and see if I get a hit.
But a hit doesn't always mean a hack, or even that the visit is a hostile one, because hackers co-opt other computers to hide their trails.
The challenge that we're starting to see in society is the tools and the interest is growing, and they can attack more computers simultaneously.
Scott Ransbottom is deputy director of the IT Security Lab.
And the number of systems that are being affected is continuing to increase.
And now the problem comes from not just what we think of as computers. The new Internet of Things means that everything from dishwashers to vending machines are themselves computers, which can also be co-opted by hidden attackers.
You have the twin threats. You have the one threat of you don't know that your information is being stolen.
Again, IT Security Lab Director Randy Marchaney.
And then you have the other threat, which is a privacy issue, which is you're giving away the information.
Marchaney says at this point, too many of us are making it too easy for would-be hackers. Everything from weak passwords to failure to check your connection history to identify potential threats are leaving doors unlocked all over the Internet. I'm Robbie Harris.